Welcome to the Real Estate Agent Playbook, helping you win at the game of real estate every day. Here is your host, Jeremy Kane.
Socrates once said, "The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new." That's exactly what we're going to have to do right now. As we enter this new change in our real estate industry, we must focus on planning for maybe a different commission structure, but ultimately, as we move down the line, your income as an agent needs to just be a focus. I'm not saying it's going to go away. I'm not saying that anything like that, but we better plan, because when it comes to taking food off of my kids and my family's table, I want to make sure that I am prepared. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about. So welcome to the Agent Change Series. This is video number 3. You can check out the first 2 before, but moving forward, we're absolutely going to talk about tactical strategies to absolutely prepare yourself for what may or may not come, because we don't know. The commission lawsuits are unsettled, so stay tuned. What's up, guys? I'm Jeremy Kane with the Real Estate Agent Playbook, eXp Realty. I am so excited that this Agent Change Series is moving along. If you like what you hear, there is 10 videos in this series. This is just video number 3. We're going to get tactical. We're going to get into it. So if you like what you hear, like, comment, give me a subscription so that you know when these videos come out. Click that notification bell and you will be notified right when they post. So if you're listening on the podcast, please share this with your favorite real estate agent or your buddy real estate agent, as we're building communities across the board to absolutely level up and win every single day at the game of real estate. So first and foremost, let's talk about this. What I do know will happen, regardless of anything else, is that there will be some discount, quote unquote, discount models coming out. And I want to first and foremost caution you as an agent to not put your focus so much on that. These discount commission models have existed since the beginning of time. We have all kinds of them. And the truth is that they are market specific programs and certainly are an option for buyers and sellers to maybe save a little money, do some of it on their own or whatever the setup is. But the ultimate truth is there must be volume, right? So regardless of anything else, these big tech companies that are doing it, usually they're using tech to push the envelope, they must have volume. And when they're pushing volume and they're advertising and doing all the things and stirring up buyers, most buyers that are realistic will step back and be like, okay, well, am I doing this? It's a perfect example. Do you shop at the discount superstore all the time? Or sometimes are you like, man, I don't want to fight that crowd. I'd rather, get service here at, this store or that store. I'm not here to make any statements on what a discount store is and whatnot. So we won't name names, but think about this. It's truly, people are throwing a ton of marketing dollars to stir up the pot, get people excited. And some people don't pick the cheapest thing on the shelf, because if they've picked the cheapest thing on the shelf their whole lives, they've probably been burned and they've bought 10 cheap things where they could have bought 4 of the, top of the line things. And they're sitting back realizing that they have this product that's cheap and doesn't really do what it's supposed to do or breaks or whatever. And that other one they could have had and it could still be working 10, 20 years later. So we have to understand that these models will come up. Do not put your focus and energy on them or talking negatively about them or any of that, because they may provide a service, right? I have yet to see a discount kind of service that can ebb and flow with the market. And guess what? You as an agent can. So that's first and foremost. I want to say, okay, how can we embrace this, right? Is it a better option for the consumer? Do they have enough knowledge to do some of the things themselves? If so, that's okay. And it might be a better choice for them. However, if you're building up your value, promoting what you do, and you become that age-old, top-of-the-line, go-to agent, you will absolutely benefit. So instead of focusing on, oh man, here it is, this person's putting out this ad, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do it for X amount of dollars. Who cares? If they're going to do it for X amount of dollars and that works and that helps people get into home ownership, great. Those people will be sellers someday. And first-time home sellers are one population that I think will really embrace this you know, change. And I think there's a good possibility that first-time home sellers in that population is a great target audience because they used to be first-time home buyers. And either they had a great experience and, you know, the it was the old guard and the seller paid and did all the things, but maybe they're ready to sell now. And navigating a sale of a home is much different than, you know, especially in the seller's market, just picking a price and bidding on it and taking it as is and doing all those things. So just find the silver lining, I guess, in all of this. And if those discount brokerages come up and they're discounting their buyer's agent commission, they're doing all those things, look at it, see what it is, but don't focus on it. Don't make it, oh, this is the end of the industry, because at some point it's going to shift right back, right? And currently we're in a seller's market in most markets anyways. So these discount brokerages are going to have a problem, you know, getting into that. It's when the market shifts to their side, just like when we had the listing, the discount brokerages, they kind of rose up. Some of them are still around. Some of them flamed out. That's exactly what happened in the height of the market when it was, you know, literally put a house on the market and, you know, you get a couple offers and you take one, or put a house on the market, market it right, you get 20 offers because you hired a professional and they're, you know, experienced in what's going on, and your price gets boosted that way. So regardless, just don't focus on the discount, on the startups, on these companies that are up and coming. And, you know, look at their model. Any ideas you want to steal from them, rip them off, let's go. But anything else, don't make it the point of your focus, because if you're focused on that, there's no way you're looking ahead and there's no way that you're building that value proposition. So you are that top of the line agent. And ultimately, all of this is proposed. It sounds like NAR will move forward regardless if the DOJ approves or anything. And I mean, it'll be better than it was, right? Ultimately, the transparency and all of that will be moving towards a settlement at some point. And regardless, we need to prepare for the change. But I challenge you to be flexible. I was so proud of this industry, or most of it, when we went through the COVID years, and one day we were essential, the next day we weren't, the next day we could, you know, had all these rules and it was changing and adaptable, but people still closed deals. People still got into homes during that time and maybe took advantage of, you know, the uncertainty. And those people were rewarded famously, because 2020 and 2021 were excellent years to be a homeowner as far as appreciation across the country, because it built up demand, people got in, and it was an absolutely massive opportunity for people. Now, surveys say that a lot of those people maybe have a little bit of buyer's remorse, maybe feel like they didn't get the perfect house because, you know, XYZ. Well, guess what? Those people are probably pretty prime to sell right now and could be, you know, your next listing. So make sure that you're not avoiding that. You're not avoiding those clients that maybe lost a little bit of money if they bought right at the tail end of the appreciation cycle. Make sure that you're still providing value. You're still reaching out. At the end of the day, that could be a huge lead source for you for listings. But then take the lessons that you learned as an agent or in your business, right? Say you weren't in real estate then. We all were so adaptable and understanding what, you know, we could do. And I'm not talking about masks and vaccines and all of that. That's not what I want to speak about. I want to talk about how you made adaptions, right? It was a time where there was a lot of information coming out of us, some great, some not. You believe some, you don't believe others. But we stood up as leaders for at least our family cohort and said, this is the direction we're going, right? We did the same thing for our business. And I want you to know that, you know, looking back, now that was actually a prime time to be a real estate agent. And it may still, with this change coming, it may be a prime time to be in real estate, right? Because some people will be getting out of it. Some people, they're like, I don't want to do that change. I've already done enough. They might do something else. So that, you know, shrinks the massive population of agents around the country, which limits your competition, but also the population of society and the home buyers and home sellers and people that are transacting is growing day by day, right? Huge population of first-time home buyer age and all of those things. So you take less agents, right? Which may happen or may not. I bet that it doesn't increase, right? So your competition is either where it's at or less. And now you have an increasing population over here. If your competition is less, there's more opportunity. And so that's where your volume could come in. That's where you could absolutely scale and do the things. But I'm urging you, just be flexible. Understand that you're building this value. You're going to use it moving forward. However, when the rules do come down, you'll be able to just make tweaks to your plan because you'll know the rules instead of having to build your plan right now. You have 3 months starting right now to get yourself where you need to be based on that July proposed date that NAR handed down in the settlement and is still proposed for sure. And if any of this sounds creative or you're interested, I am releasing a webinar the last week in April called Agent Change, Buyer's Agent to Listing Agent in 30 Days. Please comment webinar below if you want early access to that. It will be free for the early access, and you can absolutely build a plan from buyer's agent to listing agent in 30 days. And I'm super excited for that one because I think it's timely. Now, I do want to say there's always going to be buyers. There's going to be buyer's agents. We'll see how that kind of plays out. However, it's never been a bad thing for your real estate career to transition from a buyer's agent to a listing agent. So if you're interested in that, comment webinar below. It will be a tactical, quick webinar with a ton of resources to make that happen for you and your business. And the last thing I want to say, maybe it's Debbie Downer a little bit, but prepare for income change, right? It's true that currently the actual transaction sides in this, you know, current state of our national real estate market are very low, right? Almost lower than, you know, we're reaching the great financial crisis, the 08-09 stuff levels. And even before that, there's other areas where we're reaching kind of a low point in transaction count. Now, people may be like, well, you know, whatever. But the truth is that what's propping us up is the price of homes and all the things that, you know, have kind of been built in, you know, pay raises for agents for a long time. And so I want you to realize that, you know, there will probably be a financial impact of anything that comes on because we have to take that time to adapt and change and build our businesses, you know, within the new rules or the rules, right? I don't know if they're even new. Commissions have always been 100% negotiable. So understand that piece and just be smart with your money. Put a little bit more aside, save a little bit more. And because just like I tell new agents, right? If you have a nest egg, if you have something to fall back on, so you're not so transactional, right? Because if you get pushed to the point where you're so transactional, then you forget about the value. You need to, you know, get money. I get it, to put food on your family's plate. And it's a transaction and no longer a relationship. And that kills further repeat and referral business. Because if at any point the consumer feels like it's transactional, that's when they start to shift. Could I just do this on my own? Could I use technology to, you know, do this? Certainly. So we have to really fight that urge. And the way you do that is you plan, right? Plan for the worst, expect the best, and you will be absolutely ahead of the game. So I get it. It's a stressful time. But if we can step back and look introspectively and plan financially to build up a little nest egg, anything you can do, because right now, the only thing certain is that there will be a change in some way. And if it doesn't change that much, or whatever comes down and it's perfect and you've built everything like you're supposed to and you're off and running, well, then you have a little money saved up for marketing or whatever. So that's just what I caution you to do. Let's not pretend like it's going to be sunshine and rainbows. I will tell you that commenting on Facebook groups and doing all the things is not going to, you know, help you prepare for the change, right? NAR is not going to all of a sudden change whatever you want them to change because they read it on a Facebook group on a mastermind. So shift your energy, look at yourself, look at your budget. Don't be too focused on the discounts and all of that that's coming up. And again, if you're interested in buyer's agent to listing agent in 30 days, comment webinar below. Make sure you subscribe to the channel or follow the podcast, and we'll catch you next time.